This is our fall share-a-thon here on Catholic Radio Indy, and by now you've probably got the idea that we want you to call or go online and make a donation. So we're going to take just a brief pause in that and take a look at some of our programs from a particular perspective this time. We have a studio full of ladies from our listening area, and we're going to be talking to them about some of the things, how Catholic Radio has impacted them, some of their favorite programs, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm Bridget Ayer. Many of you may know me from being the host of Faith in Action. And on the Share-a-thon, our general manager, Gordon Smith, had thought that it'd be great to just have a Catholic roundtable with Catholic women sharing about how Catholic Radio has impacted their life and how obviously it can impact your life, but kind of maybe from the Catholic woman perspective. I just introduced myself. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm from Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and I host Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio Indy, and I'm going to introduce our roundtable, and then we're going to start launching into some topics here. To my left, I've got Kathleen Ford.
Hello, Bridget. Well, good to be here and spend time with some of my favorite folks here.
And we'll get into what everyone does, but just briefly, Kathleen Ford. I'm just going to give people's parish. She's at Our Lady of Mount Carmel up in the Carmel, Indiana area. And then our next guest is Marcy Rankin. She's from Our Lady of the Greenwood. Welcome, Marcy.
Hello. It's so good to be here again.
And Juanita Russell, also from Our Lady of the Greenwood. Welcome.
Hello. It's good to see all of you. It's always fun to be here.
It is. And also we have via phone and Zoom, we have Patty Zunica. Many people know who Patty is. She's our former director of operations here at Catholic Radio Indy. She's now living in Florida. Welcome, Patty.
Greetings and peace to all. And so former St. Elizabeth Seton parishioner and now Queen of Peace in Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, so with technology, we can talk to people wherever. I kind of assembled this group of women because we're all kind of in different phases and stages of our life, you know, from young mom to retired. And yet Catholic Radio Indy brings something to our life. I want to go around the table again and talk about maybe how you got connected with Catholic Radio Indy. And I'll start with you, Kathleen.
Oh, well, thank you, Bridget. So I am the market manager for a company called Decided Excellence Catholic Media, and I've been doing that for about 3 years. And starting this off, I knew I wanted to dig deep into the Catholic community and meet a lot of wonderful Catholic professionals and people here locally that care about their faith and want to put it into action. And so I had heard of Catholic Radio Indy, but didn't know a lot about it, and I had joined the Catholic Business Exchange here in the Indianapolis area and was privileged to meet Gordon Smith through that. And ironically, too, the founders, I guess I would say, the type-ins, mm-hmm. Once I got further into Catholic Radio Indy, I realized we had gone on a trip to Medjugorje.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the summer of 1991. So it's neat how the Holy Spirit brings everyone together and things, the connections that you've made in the past become part of your current, your future mission.
And I remember meeting you, too, and I remember you and I immediately connected because you and I both have a background in media, print, radio, and television, and we just connected, and then we're 3 hours.
We're like, oh, I guess we got to wrap this up now, right?
I know. That's so funny. Well, anyway, and Marcy, talk a little bit how you got connected to Catholic Radio Indy.
Sure. Thanks for asking. My husband and I started a Celebrate Marriage ministry 12 years ago, and as I was talking to some different people, we were trying to figure out ways to get the message out there and how to share our passion for marriage. A friend of mine recommended meeting with a lady named MJ, who had a program called Faith in Action. And I figured if we were going to talk and be interviewed by this wonderful woman who just brought out the message and shared it with the Catholic radio station crowd, I should probably listen to Catholic radio. And when I started, I haven't stopped.
That's really awesome. Juanita, how about you, also from Our Lady of Greenwood? And before you talk a little bit about how you got connected with Catholic Radio Indy, I want to mention that For people that are on the south side of Indianapolis in the Greenwood area, Catholic Radio recently launched a brand new station down there. So we have a new tower, a new signal. It's 89.5. It covers South Indy all the way down to Columbus. And, you know, that's another way that you can listen to Catholic Radio if you happen to be down there. Many people listen to us on the app. You know, there's a Catholic Radio Indy app. But if you happen to be down there, tune your car radio into 89.1. I'm sorry, 89.5. 89.1 is up here. That's the one I listen to, but 89.5. Okay, Juanita, how did you get connected to Catholic Radio, Wendy?
Well, I got connected a few years ago because at Our Lady of the Greenwood, we were doing an art gallery. We did a series of art galleries that were highly successful. And
I remember that.
It was fabulous. It was just great. And so that's where I first got connected. And then last year, I worked with Lori Husted and Marilyn Ross, two dear friends, on the ages and stages of life called The Gift of Aging. And it was our first retreat was last year, Our Lady of the Greenwood, and we got to come up and talk about it. But my background also lends itself a bit to radio and Catholic radio and the potential. My growing up work career was Cooperative Extension Service, and so I worked with local radio for 30 years and saw the impact that it has on local communities. And one of my concerns is looking to the future, because local radio can bind communities together in a way that no other form of media can. The immediacy, the kind of urgency of it. And I'm looking toward the future of ways that we can plan to make sure that Catholic radio is a central part of our Catholic community of Indiana. And so seeing these new stations pop up and be linked together is critical, and trying to reach into the younger generation. That what's brought me to that, and I don't want to talk too long, but I have a granddaughter who's really hooked on radio and media and studying at IU right now. In this area, and the potential is just, we just can't let it go. There's just so many applications.
So true, and I'll get into that, and we can do like maybe a little young segment in terms of like reaching a younger audience. But I'll come back to that. But I want to remind me to bring up our podcast too, because a lot of people do like the younger group does like to have the on demand. That's just how they listen. You know, some of us have gotten into that. But thank you, Juanita, for sharing like how you got connected and that local connection of how important Catholic radio and any local radio station really is to the community. Patty, how did you get connected? I think maybe I've heard the story, but let's hear it again.
You know, hi again. This is Patty. I answered a job posting in the Catholic Moment and interviewed with Jim. It was just a part-time job at the beginning. And I don't believe Jim from day one. It was part-time, but we were just had moved over from the Pyramids and we're starting the new office studios there in Castleton. And I'm a convert, so it catechized me. I had gone
That's
through
so neat.
RCIA, joined the Catholic Church at St. Elizabeth Seton, but had a lot of gaps. And even through helping out with my kids' religious ed classes, it helped me become a deeper, more in love Catholic every day. And I have to agree with what Juanita just said. How radio, yes, we all like the on demand, but the ability to connect with a community. And what we have put on, Bridget, through you, and, you know, going back to MJ Crowder and Sharon Typen, the reaching out to programs and what different parishes are putting on, and even just people who are at the beginning of ideas, and the fervor and getting different priests on the air and having religious, you know, sisters and deacons. It's inspiring, and there's so much in the world from a media aspect that diminishes your faith, diminishes your connections your love of your family, it just erodes you as a person of faith.
It does.
And Catholic Radio builds up my relationship with Jesus Christ every day and reminds me that is first and foremost my mission on earth. And when I'm centered and when I'm, and I have to be reminded, I walk every morning. I listen now from the app, but and I have an Alexa in my office, so I listen on that when I'm working. But every day something comes up and I jot it down and I'm like, oh, but I'm doing Bible in the Year. And Bridget, I know you covered that with Father Mike, and this is just one way of telling people what is in our community, and there's something for everyone, and to be an alive, active Catholic at every age. But and the last thing I want to say is through COVID, we disconnected. A lot of people disconnected. Well, having Catholic Radio Indy on the air, which however you listen, be it, you know, through a standard radio or through the podcast, again, connects you with people, inspires you, and makes you live a fuller life.
For sure. And the thing that's really interesting you mentioned about, you know, during COVID, and I think you might remember this too, Patty, we got a letter here at Catholic Radio Indy, someone saying to the effect, I don't have internet, I don't watch TV, but I have a radio. And Catholic Radio, during that whole shutdown phase, you know, I was listening to the Mass, you know, remember when Mass was shut down, something that we never thought would ever happen, like throughout history. I don't know if it's ever happened. I don't even think it happened during the Black Plague, but so that was a real shock that that happened. But the woman was saying, wrote in the letter, handwritten letter, Catholic Radio was so valuable to our family as we listened to the Mass, and you know, we got all this other great programming that really helped us through this time that was really kind of dark, you know, if you think about it. I want to share real quick how I got connected to Catholic Radio. It was a long time ago, over 20 years. I was actually writing as a print journalist for the Catholic Moment, and I remember Gordon Smith and Bob Typen said, hey, Bridget, you know, will you have breakfast with us or something? We want to bring something to you. I was a correspondent in Carmel, covered the Carmel beat, and they were telling me about Catholic Radio, and I was doing Channel 8 Religion in the News at the time. So they said, hey, you know, you're into media, you work here, would you do a story on Catholic Radio Indy? We're going to bring this to Indianapolis. I'm like, great, Jim. I don't even know if you were hired at that point, because this was the really early phases. But yeah, so here, you know, kind of full circle, you know,
perfect
Jim's
fit
here. And yeah, and then a little bit later, they asked if I wanted to come help Jim and host the show together and co-host the show, Faith in Action. Then I took a 10-year leave when MJ Crowder came in, because I got real busy with my kids, and then came back. So I've been back here now about 5 years. But it's weird, you know, even though being on the radio of, you know, Jim, I'm a listener too. And it's just amazing how much it impacts your life when you really listen to Catholic Radio. And I know Kent Blanford, our production manager, always jokes. He says, I want to do the, you know, the 30-day challenge, you know, listen to Catholic Radio for 30 days and see how it will impact your life, even if you just pick one show. It's something that, you know, you want to think about doing. So the best way to listen to us, there's so many ways to listen to us. Jim, how do we listen? There's so many ways. Still there. he's running the board.
Just tap me on the shoulder, wake me up here. we've actually now
a
got
a room full
these,
of women.
Five radio stations. If you're probably, well, obviously you're listening on one of them right now, most likely, but we've got the 89.1, the original frequency that covers West Indy over to Terre Haute, and 90.9 in Hamilton County, 98.3 in Anderson, which has been on the air for a number of years now, and newest, the brand new ones, both less than a year old, 89.5 FM, covers South Indy, all the way from like 465 all the way down to Columbus. And that's soon going to be have some more power. We're going to be increasing the power and getting a new antenna there, and it will actually improve the coverage around that area and expand it. And our newest one, the baby of the family, 94.3 FM in Lafayette. So those are some of the ways, but you can also listen just by saying, Alexa, play Catholic Radio, or Alexa, enable Catholic Radio, either one. Alexa, enable Catholic Radio Indy. You can get an app on your phone. You can get
listen,
us on computer or streaming.
Well,
We're going to have to wrap things up here and get back to our share-a-thon. We're going to have the ladies back again in another segment of our share-a-thon in just a little while, and we'll be talking more about the impact of Catholic Radio and some of their favorite programs. This is our fall share-a-thon here on Catholic Radio Indy, and one of the things we are doing a couple of times during our broadcast is sharing our share-a-thon with some of our audience.
Absolutely. I'm going to introduce our panel here. We've got an all-Catholic woman panel here. Everyone here I know well, faithful Catholic women who are involved in ministry, our moms, our grandmothers, are very active in ministry and just trying to grow in their faith. And really, we want our listeners, especially our Catholic women listeners, to get something out of this of how it can really help you grow in your faith. And really, because women are so, have such more of an affinity towards, I guess, things of God. I think there's studies that show that we're just more receptive or docile to the Holy Spirit to be connected in this way. We can really share all that we're learning at Catholic Radio Indy in our formation with other women, with our family, with our spouses, with, you know, everyone around us in our workplaces. So this is really an opportunity for us to fulfill our baptismal call as Catholic women to really take in what Jesus has given us through the airwaves, through this great Catholic programming, and you can be encouraged, and then you can share that with others. That's really what we're doing here at Catholic Radio. And we need to continue our funding. We've added two stations. If you haven't realized that, we now have two new stations. We've got one in the Greenwood area, 89.5, and recently this summer we launched the Lafayette station, which is 94.3. And I told my daughter, who goes to Purdue, it's like the tower's just a few, just not even a mile from her house. I'm like, you can hear me all day, which she rolled her eyes. But anyway, the Catholic women that we have here, we've got Kathleen Ford from Our Lady of Mount Carmel here with us. We have Marcy Rankin from Our Lady of the Greenwood holding up the South Side. We've got Juanita Russell also holding up the South Side. And from the really South Side of the country, we've got Patty Zunica, who used to be our Director of Operations, here on the phone with us. So welcome, ladies, again to this segment.
It's going to be a good time.
We're having a blast. So I want to get into programming. We have local programming here at Catholic Radio Indy. I think we have like five local shows that we produce here in our station, and we feature what's happening in the local community there. And then we carry a lot of the EWTN shows, which are nationally syndicated, that travel around the United States, and you listen to different shows there. So I want to go around the table and ask each person here, each lady, what they get out of, or what maybe is their favorite show. Kathleen, I'll start with you. Since you're to my left, we're just going around the table.
Bridget. Now, I don't want you to think I'm saying this out of obligation because you had me as a guest, but I do love Faith in Action. I love Women of Grace. And I guess the third I would like to kind of focus on is the Sunrise Morning Show. And the reason those three are specific favorites of mine is the way it brings the whole concept of Catholicism, Catholic, universal, to light. So women really love to connect on a local level with other people who feel the same way that they do. They share the faith, the family, the core values. And so this radio station gives us an opportunity to find those women, those relationships on a local, national, and even a worldwide basis. And so the Sunrise Morning Show, obviously, that's a live show. And I used to work in TV news. And so it's a great way for me to connect with the stories, the current events that are going on, and really see them from a truth and a Catholic perspective. I love Women of Grace because, again, it's poignant current topics and seeing those from a beautiful perspective, the way the Lord sees the role of woman, both as daughter, sister, bride, mother. And then I love Faith in Action because it's local. We get to learn about cool, really cool things going on in the community. And it helps us learn who we might want to reach out to or how we can further penetrate and get involved into our faith locally.
Yeah, and with regard to Faith in Action, this is a shameless plug. Jim and I. Well, actually, no. I mean, I've learned a lot because I didn't know half of what's going on in Indianapolis without doing.
It's incredible, isn't
it? Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, we don't go proactively and look at other people's bulletins, you know, but I actually do that, or I get like a fire hose of people that email me things of what's happening locally. And that's, I mean, we're kind of like the stopping ground or the funnel to bring all this to everybody.
And it's so in line too. I mean, it's evangelization at its core, and it's very aligned with what I do with my magazines. It's connecting local community through stories of family and faith and events and nonprofits and positive things that people are doing locally. But it also then combines the overall Catholic, local, national content as well. And so you get that kind of umbrella sense of faith and connection and belonging.
And the cool thing that you mentioned something about truth, and I wanted to mention that the theme of this Share-a-thon is Veritas, which is truth. And you have to remember that Catholic Radio Indy is listener supported. I think it was Patty mentioned just a little bit ago or in our first segment that we're getting a fire hose of negative media.
Absolutely.
This is where, and Catholic Radio Indy, this is where you're going to hear the truth. The truth from a Catholic perspective. Everything that we do here at Catholic Radio is through a Catholic lens, which is really the lens of God.
Correct.
You know? And so I want to move on to you, Marcy, and talk about the programs that you like, the programs that you listen to.
Well, I want to just share first that one of the things that is, I think, the blessing of Catholic Radio is that it goes from not just content, but it's from intellectual to witness. And my specific preference is hearing the witness and the testimony of people like Johnette Williams, like Dr. Ray, where they bring in their real life into their programming. And I know you've done that with Faith in Action as well. I will actually admit that the reason I have a daily rosary now, the seed was planted many years ago, but it was Johnette Williams. I had the courage one day. She was talking about spiritual warfare, and I called into her show.
I didn't. Look at that.
I know, right? Now I'm famous.
You are.
But I didn't know what to expect. I was shaking, and I'm not someone to get nervous.
I know you're a Toastmaster, so
it was weird to me. So I called into her show, and I was telling her about some struggles that we had been going through. My husband and I serving in marriage ministry. I didn't realize until kind of listening to her more in depth that we were going through spiritual warfare. My husband had recently at that time read a book about Ignatian spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one for married couples specifically. And I just remember struggling with this. And she said, well, the first thing you need to do is take this to the battlefield with the rosary. And that started a new conversion of heart for me. So I'm not a convert, my husband was, but you can have little moments of conversion like that. And had it not been for Catholic Radio, which I was introduced through Faith in Action, but stayed on board for all these other wonderful programs, listen sporadically, I'm not a regular listener, which has exposed me to just a large breadth of programming that I just really enjoy whenever I hear it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I listened to, and I'm going out of turn, but since you both have mentioned Women of Grace, I happen to be in the car at that time, and I do listen on my car radio when I pop in the car. And it's funny because I always hear something that is so encouraging. I mean, Johnette Williams, I mean, she's so spirit-filled, and just amazing how she can just roll, and everything she sounds. I was a speechwriter back in the day, and take a long time to write these speeches, but I mean, you can just take exactly what she says and just print it. It's like perfect, you know, it's just amazing. It's the Holy Spirit, but I'm always so inspired when I listen to her show, Women of Grace. I'm going to tell you ladies what time of the day it's on, because I got the program schedule in front of me. It's weekdays at 11 a.m. right on Catholic Radio Indy. I want to go to you, Juanita, what do you listen to?
Well, I love, like you all, Johnette Williams.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she got married, because with her new name, it's a little easier than a Benkovich. That's
yeah, but I keep forgetting.
I know. Okay. Both names are kind of difficult.
But when you talk about her and how it just rolls off of her tongue, she and Scott Hahn are both who can just have this gift of speech to bring the Lord to us in amazing ways.
It is amazing just to listen. You can just get mesmerized listening. I mean, the content's so great, but it's so beautiful what they have to say.
Yes.
It's so enriching.
And then I love Marcus Grody's. He's not there right now. He's retired, but the Coming Home Network and those stories of conversion. What keeps us all going in our daily lives are one another's witness. You know, and that's so scriptural. Tell your story, pass it on, and again, Catholic Radio is part of that. Sons of Melchizedek is doing some of that, I think, right now. And
love that show too.
There's a quote, and I'm going to butcher it because I don't have it right in front of me, by St. Edith Stein, and it's about women. A woman's soul is fashioned in such a way that other souls develop within that soul, and I will try to find that quote and send it to you, because it envelops what we're talking about. Because when women are listening and are engaged in their faith, they share it with their family. They share it with their fathers and sons and brothers and sisters.
Growing
and
a garden. We're growing a garden.
That's right. That's right.
And it when you're enriched as the mom at the household or even at the office or wherever, that you're going to carry that throughout the day in how you interact with people.
You know, this expression from years ago, the hand that rocks a cradle rules the world, is not a popular phrase in today's society, but it really is true. And the other thing I want to say in response to some of the things that have been mentioned, we have the capacity, because this is listener supported, to make a difference in lots of lives. I'm sorry, I was banging on the table. Because
when you get really passionate, people do that.
I point my finger and do all of this.
It's okay.
So we just fret over media. I mean, that's a conversation out in the world. Well, here's a place where we can counter our fretting by supporting something positive and good, not only by listening, but by contributing and bringing other people on board.
Amen.
And if you're wondering how you can do that, you can call us at 317-870-8400. And really the easiest way is to just go online at catholicradioindy.org. There's a tab at the top of the menu that says donate. Click the donate, go in there, put your name, credit card. And if you have a question, you can call us if you want to do it a different way. You can even send us a check. Our mailing address is right on the website. You just go there and it says connect with us, and then just find our address or give us a call. We'll give you our address. And we're going to go to Patty to tell us about what program she listens to.
I listen from the app, but I start out real early. It's hot down here in Florida, so I have to get up and walk my dog right as the sun's coming up. So if I'm lucky, I'll start my day at 5:30, just turn on the Holy Rosary, because I walk and I pray the Rosary. We have a 5:30 Holy Rosary with Mother Angelica and the nuns. But there's also an evening, which if you're ever having a bad day or caught in the car and coming home from something, the evening Rosary with Father Groeschel. And I think, Jim, you told me about this, but it's with Father Benedict Groeschel and Simonetta. It is wonderful and peaceful. I do have to tell you, if you're driving it, it's I think I'm at 9:30 in the evening, so if you're driving it, it might be a little lulling. But I go right into the Sunrise Morning Show. It starts with a prayer, which, how great, knowing that if you hear a prayer on Catholic Radio Indy, say the prayer, you are praying with so many other people. It is so powerful. And they talk about the saint of the day, which is great. And I know Kent, who's our production manager, puts a lot of little bits in during the day about saints of the day. So it does help us, again, be more connected. But I love our local shows then. I love the podcast sampler. I love Catholic Jukebox Indiana, and not just because I know how passionate Kent is, but it gives me access to really good Catholic and Christian artists who have a message that music I would listen to all the time. And then going into the afternoon, I love Father Mitch Pacwa. So I, you know, sometimes he's on the afternoon, the open line shows. They have different called the communion. But because I
love
my job
voice.
For that long was listening to the radio, I had to listen to these different shows with an ear while I was working. And it's amazing what you pick up. It's just, it's a blessing, to be honest with you.
I want to, we need to wrap up this session. I could go into a really long discussion about all the shows that I like, but I would say just real quick, I really like the morning. Catholic Connection is with Teresa Tomeo is the show that I really, really like. It airs at 9 a.m. And that's kind of, I'm like a news person. I'm a news junkie, but I really, really love that. And I want to pick up real quick on something that Juanita said about, you know, that there is a lot of, and Patty as well, there's a lot of negative media, but we can really take an opportunity. We are listener supported here at Catholic Radio Indy. We can counter that with keeping good Catholic programming on the air. And in our next segment, we're going to talk about how we can reach out to young people through Catholic Radio Indy. But it is so important. Catholic Radio Indy is really connecting Catholics in Central Indiana. As I said, and as Marcy said, and as Juanita said, and really all the women, Patty and Kathleen, that Catholic Radio Indy is really what is connecting Catholics here in Central Indiana. It helps us. It's a go-to for Catholic media and for our community Catholic events. So, and really for faith formation, the point that Marcy mentioned about witness. There's content and witness, and I think we need both to grow in our faith as Catholic women. So we're going to wrap up this segment. I'm going to toss it to Jim, and then we'll come back in just a little bit and talk a little bit about how to reach young people and our family members for Christ through Catholic Radio Indy.
This is our fall share-a-thon here on Catholic Radio Indy. I want to thank you for joining us, and several times during our broadcast, we've kind of cut away in effect for some comments from some of the ladies in our audience and some of the ladies on the staff here at Catholic Radio as well.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I'm Bridget Ayer, and in this segment, we've got all Catholic women. If you're just tuning in, we've got Kathleen Ford from Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I'm also from Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And then holding up the south side, we've got Marcy Rankin from Our Lady of the Greenwood.
Yay.
And Juanita Russell from Our Lady of the Greenwood, and Patty Zunica, former director of operations, who used to be from St. Elizabeth Seton in the Carmel area and now is at Queen of Peace in Florida because she is retired and living the life. But she's got a lot of good things to say about Catholic Radio Indy. So, I want to bring our attention to how we can use Catholic Radio Indy to evangelize. How can we use it as a tool? I'm going to start off with you, Kathleen, because we just keep going around the table. So I'm going to let you launch.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Well, one gift, I think it would be a gift. I don't know. It depends on who you talk to. Is that I love to connect people, and I tend to have verbose mouth, and I love to share ideas and whatnot. Gordon likes to joke about that with me. But anyway, I just think awareness of Catholic Radio. Make sure that you know you have the QR code available. You have the app on your phone, and as you're out and talking, or it comes up in conversation, let the Holy Spirit lead and drive people to the radio station. And I think even the easiest way is drive them to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. And on that note, I feel like, I mean, you know, we're not always in our car, and when we are, we're all often distracted. The podcasts that we have on there, every show that is aired, whether it be national or local, is in podcast form. This, to me, is a great way to help evangelize our children or other people, because you don't have to come up with the words yourself, right?
Right.
If somebody is struggling, they've shared a specific topic or a concern or something they're going through, there's going to be a podcast or several podcasts that speak directly to that. Find that podcast, send them a link to it, and let the Holy Spirit take it from there. And so
it's so easy.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, that's a way a lot of the young are listening now. And then also the app as well. And then I just wanted to share, we've talked about some of our favorite programming. If you do have a favorite show, think about donating for a particular show. So it's $60 an hour to air one program. And so, for example, if you get something out of Women of Grace, or you love Faith in Action, or you listen to it and it touched your heart, you can go on the website, donate $60, and maybe make a note of your reason, whether it's because of that certain show and you want to be a part of making sure that stays on the air, or you have other, you know, personal petitions that you want to put towards that donation as an alms offering.
Go ahead, Marcy.
Yeah, I was going to say, we end up, this is kind of weird and out of character, not out of character. I'm not very good at following my demographic in behavior. So I end up watching, I don't watch Catholic radio. I listen, but a lot of times in my car. And as a mom of six children from the ages of 18 down to a 6-month-old, I spend about an hour a day driving kids to and from different activities.
Only an hour?
And there might be people,
I share women, with my husband.
Yeah, there might be people or women listening right now that are actually in carpool, and I used to listen to In Carpool a lot, like about an hour long.
It is more than an hour. I forgot about the carpool line.
Well, and the phone, you can play through your phone too.
Yeah. So we listen I tune it on the radio, and I actually can get from Greenwood, Indiana to my hometown, which is Westport, Indiana, going through Columbus, and even 30 minutes on the southeast side of Columbus, and hear Catholic radio on 89.5 the entire way. And as a result of that, sometimes I'll be listening to a show and my kids hop in the car, but I don't want to turn it off.
Right.
I'm in the middle of listening to someone like Dr. David Anders, and he is just food for my soul and my brain, and it's amazing. So I keep it on, and then
you're kids too.
Yeah. It opens up dialogue with my boys, my older kids especially, and that's been fun. The other day we were listening to Sons of Melchizedek, and I was talking to my son, and I was like, "Do you understand what this is? Did you see and did you hear that this priest was like, he didn't go to Catholic school, he was just like a normal kid, and then he just felt the Holy Spirit calling him to priesthood? Isn't that amazing?" So it opened up that dialogue with my son and my children, and it does the same with my husband as well. I'll share something with him, and he's like, "That's amazing, where did you hear that?" And I'll say, "Well, it was on Catholic radio."
Yeah, and I, as you mentioned that, I'm thinking about how much I used to listen to it in carpool and how much my kids listened to it from like when they were, Catholic radio's been on the air for almost 19 years. Listener supported. We need listeners to support us, but it's really miraculous, honestly, that we've been able to make this fly. The Holy Spirit, really, for almost nearly 20 years, you know, it's all God. It really is. Jim's nodding his head
Eagle's
over there.
Eagle's wings, right?
Yeah, for sure. Juanita?
Yeah. Well, I just want to affirm you mamas listening to something positive on the radio when your kids are in rather
Amen.
Than some of the music
oh my goodness.
That families listen to and program their minds. So you're planting seeds as you're driving along, and those kids are not going to forget that, and I think that's important. I want to clarify by butchering a St. Edith Stein, Teresa, Benedict of the Cross, quote, "A woman's soul is fashioned as a shelter in which other souls may unfold." We sometimes forget our gift of femininity and in, you know, being made in the image of not of God, not only of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, but He's chosen our Blessed Mother to form us and fashion us. And so Catholic radio is one of those tools that we use. And one of the ways I get Catholic radio is through my prayer group. My friend Christine listens every day, and she will send to our group, "You need to hear this, you need to do that." So she keeps us current. That's a way of evangelizing.
Absolutely.
And just pulling us all in. And again, it's just amazing to see what the Lord is doing in Central Indiana. And we've got that Congress coming up next year. You all are going to be busy. We need that. We need all of us donating to keep expanding what you do.
Yes,
absolutely. And Patty, how about for you in terms of how we can use Catholic Radio Indy to evangelize?
Well, I go back to our wonderful website. I know Kathleen had mentioned the podcast. But sending someone, if you hear something, it's so easy to go onto our website. There's a red bar across the top that says podcast. You click on that, and you can easily link it and send it to someone. But there's also, I like our website as a tool for, again, staying connected or things that are going on in the community. I know we have some very active Knights of Columbus who support Catholic Radio Indy all the time. But we also have the Women's Conference, the Indiana Catholic Women's Conference. We put that out there. There are so many different retreats that we can engage in to, again, feed our soul. If we are on the right path, we are more likely, the Holy Spirit can work through us to bring others either back to the church or to the church, or just listen to what the Catholic Church really is, as opposed to preconceived ideas. And that alone, you don't even think about how many people who have heard things negatively about the Catholic Church and don't even know what it is. What a blessing that we have this on 24/7, different ways, different time, and I truly believe through the Holy Spirit, it speaks to the listeners, however they're listening, to nudge them back to Christ and through Christ to God.
I'm glad you brought up the website, and I want to mention a couple things before we close here, because we're going to wrap up this session, but we do have a parish portal, like it's kind of like a community calendar. If you have something going on in your parish and you want to get it on our community portal, you can go there to either see what's happening in the area, like a community calendar, or you can submit something that's happening on the community calendar that way. We also take prayer requests. So if you need prayer, we pray every day as a staff. We pray on the air for people. So submit your prayer request there. If you go to CatholicRadioIndy.org, there is a tab at the top that says Connect with CRI. CRI stands for Catholic Radio Indy. Connect with CRI. Click that. That's where the parish portal is to put in your event. That's where you can submit a prayer request. That's where you can sign up for a newsletter. On the podcast, if you have a topic, you can go to podcast. That's just one of the tabs at the top again. Go there, and there's a little search bar, so you can search topics. So, like, someone asks you a question about a topic, go into the little search bar in the podcast, and a whole bunch of podcasts will come up on whatever topic you're looking for. Then you can share that link with people. And also, I got to say one more thing because I forgot to mention it. We are on 4 social media platforms, too. So that's another way for young people, in addition to podcasts, or many people are on social media. We're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And we've got over 1,000 people on our Facebook platform alone. So if you're there, please do there. And I got to mention one more thing.
Twitter is now called X.
That's right. I know.
I was like, where did it go?
Yeah,
like,
it is called X. But anyway, just think about that. Go to Catholic Radio Indy. Please support us. We are
connect
with us. Please support Catholic Radio Indy. You can donate right online. It's CatholicRadioIndy.org. I want to thank our guests here. We're out of time. Kathleen Ford, Marcy Rankin, Juanita Russell, Patty Zunica. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's been running the board. Thank you so much for being with us. Please continue to support Truth in Media by supporting Catholic Radio Indy. God
bless
you all.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy.
It's been wonderful.